Voltron fans, this is Mark Morrell, your host for Let's Voltron, the official Voltron podcast. And as we get closer to the beginning of another great series for Voltron coming from Netflix, brought to you by DreamWorks Animation, it's called Voltron Legendary Defender. We are at this point only 30 days away. So we are getting more and more excited about this. And I want to introduce my co-host, Greg Tyler.
Great to be here as always. I am super excited for this new show.
Yeah, we keep on getting scratching just a little bit closer and a little bit closer, and everybody keeps on getting more and more excited. We're hoping to see something of a better trailer, you know, like a bigger trailer than a teaser trailer coming out pretty soon. You know, and I'm just itching at any new thing that we can get about Voltron.
Well, to me, the most exciting new revelation was on Mother's Day when the Voltron Facebook page lit up with a close-up of Voltron's left hand, Green Lion, holding a flower for moms around the universe. I thought that was awesome.
It looked like a rose. Didn't it look like a rose?
I think it was. I think it was. Either that or a very small rose beast.
Right.
But it was great, so.
Right, and that was just perfect.
Oh, we are on it. I don't know what we're on, but we're on it.
Yeah, did you have a good Mother's Day?
Yes, great time. Got to spend some time with the family, and my mother came over. My sister and her family came over. We met with my wife's parents and all that good stuff. So how was your time?
I was good. My wife and I were just coming back from a motorcycle camping weekend that was actually an extension of our anniversary.
Oh, wow. Happy belated anniversary.
Well, thank you. Our 14th anniversary. We had had that midweek on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Uh-huh.
And, nice. And you know, we had planned this ahead of time that we were going to have this motorcycle camping weekend, and we had just come back from that, had enough time to get a shower and get down to my mom's.
Okay.
And we had a nice dinner with my mom and my son, Lucas, and Kim.
That's great.
So that was very nice.
That's cool. So what are we here to talk about this time, Mark?
Oh, well, there's lots of things going on. Have you seen any new Voltron things that are out there lately?
On a personal note, I recently purchased on eBay from LJN an original 1985 Voltron book and tape set. You might remember back in the 80s, they had the book and record sets and book and tape sets where they would start out with a little square-shaped short story, and you'd open up, and the audio from the record or tape would say, you know, you can read along with me in your book. You'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear blah, 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 blah. Let's begin now. Well, this is one for Voltron. I think they made three or four of these in the mid-80s. This one is, it looks like an adaptation of one of the original Lion Force episodes. It's called The Attack of the Sand Monster. And so I thought it might be fun in a future episode to open up this gem and maybe play it for fans, or at least play parts of it, and sort of reminisce and maybe do some kind of MST3K style commentary at some point. What do you think?
MST3K, I loved it. I would do that kind of stuff if you let me.
Yeah, that's really all I had, Mark. Just having fun being a Voltron fan and collector.
Obviously, there's a lot of people there still collecting for Voltron, still doing their part to keep Voltron alive.
So are you saying that they are building their collection, Mark?
I think they are. I think they are building their collection.
This sounds like a lead-in.
Well, I don't want to go there quite yet. I want to keep I want to keep teasing this.
Let's do it.
Just a little bit longer. Chitoy, have you been out on Twitter lately?
I have lately, yes.
And Chitoy obviously has a huge collection of Voltron t-shirts.
Yes.
And she was going through her collection and she was taking pictures and she was, you know, ranking them or at least putting them in order somehow as okay. to how she had acquired them. And we happened to notice that number 16 was the Let's Voltron podcast t-shirt.
Oh, slick. Love it.
And I don't know if you remember way back when, but we had actually done a Teespring campaign. Uh-huh. And had had several people that had picked up some Let's Voltron podcast t-shirts. So there are a few people out there that have those. Those are very rare, by the way.
They are. They're so rare that I do not have one myself. This was from the year, you know, from the year BG before Greg. So I was a mere listener at that time. And so for whatever reason, I missed out on the whole thing. But very exciting to hear that G-Toy has counted that in her top 16. That's cool.
Yeah. So I didn't know exactly what the rank order was, whether it was how in the order she had acquired them or the order she liked or whatever. But maybe she can clear that up for us. There's something else here. We are going to pretty soon be having a podcast, another one of those episode review podcasts from the original series, Voltron Defender of the Universe.
Yeah, this will be my first. So that'll be cool.
Right. And once again, we will be bringing Dan Jolly back.
Cool.
And I wanted everybody to know that the last time he was on, he had talked about a book that he was working on, actually a trilogy of books that he was working on.
Cool.
This first issue in the trilogy is called Grey Widow's Walk.
Okay.
It's the first book in the Grey Widow trilogy.
Okay.
And it's going to be available May 13th from Seventh Star Press. It's coming out on Friday the 13th.
Ooh, like it.
Yeah. So earlier today, we had posted for Let's Voltron Twitter account there's a thunderclap that's out there right now. Have you ever heard a thunderclap?
Not really. Why don't you clue me in and maybe other listeners as well?
Okay. The way a thunderclap works is you're trying to drum up support for something. A thunderclap allows people to say that I will support this. You know, whatever it is, whether it's a book, a movie, or whatever.
Okay.
And the thunderclap puts out a note that everybody's going to tweet or put on their Facebook page or their Tumblr all at the same time when that thunderclap occurs. So imagine, you know, lightning striking, and then all of a sudden the thunder, you know, clap happens.
Huh, okay.
And it spreads across everywhere, all right?
All corners of the cyberverse. Okay.
Right. So what happens is people pledge to support this by saying, yes, I will do it on Twitter, or I will do it on Facebook, or I will do it on Tumblr. And then the amount of followers that person has gets added to the total number of followers that will actually be seeing this when the thunderclap happens.
Okay.
So for Dan Jolly's book, Grey Widow's Walk, this thunderclap will be occurring on Friday the 13th when the book comes out.
Great.
You can see the tweet that we had sent out today. We'll be sending that out again, and we'll also be posting that on the Let's Voltron podcast page for this podcast.
That's great. I'll need to check that out. I actually was at the day job and did not see that tweet, so I'll have to look at that.
Right. And what that thunderclap leads to is Amazon page where the book is available on Kindle for only $2.99 for pre-order right now.
Oh, cool. Is this going to be exclusively an ebook, or will it be printed as well, or how does that work?
I hadn't heard about that. That I haven't heard. Okay. So I'm not exactly sure, but for right now it's a Kindle and it's $2.99 on Amazon. But I wanted to give you a quick little blurb about Dan's book.
Okay.
Featuring a captivating, tough-as-nails female protagonist, Dan Jolly's new novel, Grey Widow's Walk, is a genre-crossing mix of action, science fiction, and horror. It follows Janie Sinclair, a masked teleporting vigilante in Atlanta, Georgia, trying to understand her own abilities as she faces off against a bloodthirsty shapeshifter.
Wow.
Grey Widow's Walk is the first book in the Grey Widow trilogy and is available May 13th from Seven Star Press. Based on the fact that it's part horror, it coming out on Friday the 13th is pretty symbolic, I think.
Yeah, it seems like something you'd want to get and then read while you're camping somewhere.
Right.
Alone.
and I'm sorry, at only $2.99, you can't beat it.
Yeah, great deal.
Yeah. So we wish Dan Jolly all the luck in the world, and of course, we'll be talking to him, you know, within a couple of weeks here.
Wonderful.
So I wanted to let everybody know about that and congratulate Dan on his first adult novel being published.
That's great. Congratulations, Dan.
Okay. So that leads us to our main event, of course.
Yes. Building a collection of Voltron was a lead-in to this.
Well, building a Lego Voltron set, right?
Yes, indeed.
And the most popular Lego Voltron set would be...
The one made by our upcoming guest.
Our upcoming guest's name is Lendy Tayag.
Yes.
And he's from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And we want to introduce him now.
Great.
Well, Greg, we have a special guest with us today who has made fast fame around the world with Voltron fans everywhere. He has made a Lego set on the Lego Ideas website that went skyrocketing and got 10,000 supporters in like 22 days. So we're going to have him on the podcast right now. His name is Lendy Tayag. Lendy Tayag, welcome to Let's Voltron.
Hi, guys. Thanks for inviting me for the podcast.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. You know, Voltron fans around the world love to say, let's go, Voltron Force. But with the help of your awesome Lego project, we can now say Lego Voltron Force. This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, quite so, exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you, Lendy, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? Where are you from?
Okay, I'm actually from the Philippines.
Wow.
And yeah, but I do work in Malaysia.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And actually, Mark and I, we are 12 hours, 12 time zones apart from you. So it is early evening for us and early morning for you. Thank you for setting aside time to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. This is a really, really good treat for the Voltron fans.
Thanks.
Yeah, so why don't we talk about your background with Lego and how you heard about Lego Ideas and what inspired you to create this Voltron project?
Okay, basically, I was introduced to reintroduced basically by my brother, Carlo, to Legos. We actually started with Creo when the Transformer Creo came out, and then eventually moved on to Legos. That was like 2014, if I remember correctly. Started doing those, like, I think you're familiar with PFW2005.com. I would normally post my custom Transformers there. And then when I started with Creo, I did a set of the Dinobots, those five dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and posted it there. And then somehow I've always been into super robots, the 70s and 80s robots, like Voltes 5, Dimos, and Voltron.
Wow. We love giant robots too.
Yes, we do.
So around 2014, when I got into the Creo, then my brother reintroduced me to Lego. I eventually started designing the 70s and 80s super robots. So I started out with this 8-inch designs, and then I always wanted to create a Voltron. So I did a design 2 years ago of the Black Lion head, but somehow I couldn't get the design right. So I basically place it aside and continue on with the other super robots. In terms of the Voltron I created now, I think the triggering part was basically when I saw that you've seen that Ultimate Voltron by Toonami, right?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, wow, this is something that I really want. But when I saw the price tag to it, I decided to maybe I should work on my Lego Vault.
Yeah, $400 American.
Yeah, but it's I think it's when I saw that 16-inch, and then it's all the possibility and all those, so I decided to maybe I should try and revisit the Voltron, Lego Voltron.
Okay.
And then when I started around March. So I looked around the web, look at existing Lego Voltrons that was done, look at the new Voltron, look at the previous photos of Voltron, and basically got inspiration from there, and then just sat down, got all the Lego bricks lying around in a room, and just started building on the fly.
Wow.
And yeah, so and then eventually when I got the head working, I created the Black Lion, then moved on to Red Lion and so on. But there were some, I mean, in terms of the design itself, right, there were some compromises I had to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted the robot mode to look as accurate as possible to the cartoon or the animation.
The original series, right?
Yeah, the original series, yes. And I wanted the lines to look as close as possible. So if I have to do it in Lego and the mouth has to open, revealing the face, right, it won't be possible to have the accurate look. So
Not with the stock parts, right? I mean, at least not with the basic parts that they already have.
Correct, correct. And I tried as much as possible not to make the face a sticker or any... I wanted basically pure Lego, so...
Wow.
I ended up designing it in a way where the face itself, in a way, hides in as part of the lion neck,
mm-hmm.
right? So those kinds of compromises. So you won't really have that mouth opening with a face in, but at least basically because of the compromise, I have a better looking Voltron head and a okay Black Lion head.
Okay.
I think it looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell. I mean, I actually am designing my own vehicle Voltron, kind of a 3D printed custom thing for my own hobby interest. And I also started with the head because of the complexity of, you know, just like Black Lion's head is very complex in how it transforms into Voltron's head. The same is true with vehicle Voltron. So what I'm getting at is I looked at your photos very, very closely and was very curious about how you made the Black Lion head transform. And it's very interesting. I think you made an excellent design choice.
Thank you. Thank you.
How about Voltron's chest plate?
Voltron's chest plate. Basically there was one that initially that you've seen that crown design, right?
Right.
On his chest plate. Initially it was like a round stud or just a round thing. But then while going through the Lego pieces, I found this grill that when you put on sideways, it looks like a crown.
Oh, so okay.
I had to make sure put it in a way that it's facing sideways, so I can see the crown design. And then in my prototype, the cross part was actually a small sai or a sword, right? Like the Raphael Ninja Turtles.
Right,
oh,
right.
Yeah, so if you look at the prototype, the last picture in Lego Ideas, it's actually a small sword. But then while going through the Lego designer pieces, there was actually this, what do you call this? The one that you use to take off the nut from your tires.
Oh, a lug wrench.
Since it looked like a cross, I used that one to make that cross design. So
okay.
Because the main thing that I was trying to fulfill with this one is try to... You know, when you're doing customs, right, I feel that if you get those tiny details, it helps a lot with the look of the robot. And like you said, Greg, right, normally when I do customs, even for my Transformer customs before, I would normally start with the head, because no matter how nice the overall custom is, if the head doesn't look like the one that you're trying to custom, right, it doesn't look right.
right. Well, what you've come up with certainly obviously looks a lot like our favorite Defender of the Universe, and I'm just amazed by the design.
Thank you. You said you used the Lego Designer?
Yeah.
Now, what is Lego Designer?
So this Lego Designer is, or in short, LDD, is actually an application that you can install in your laptop or computer, where all the Lego parts are there, And it's like you're building, you can build your model digitally.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so you choose brick by brick, and whatever they have, or most of the bricks that they have, will be there. So you can just choose which one you want. You can change the color. You need to get used to it, because it's going to be a bit hard at first, but once you get used to it, it's going to be quite fun. So what I do is I normally build a prototype and then translate it into Lego Designer. And then from there, I improve upon it. There are times where I do it in a Lego Designer first, then try it out in real life. If it doesn't work, then go back. Yeah. So it really helps with the designs.
That's neat. I remember, it must have been maybe 15 years ago, I installed an application called Lego Creator, and I think it was a predecessor of Lego Designer. It might have been based on the original LDraw software. I remember back in the day, there was a gentleman who had cataloged a bunch of Lego parts of that time, and had a sort of a third party or an open source kind of a Lego designing kit, and so this must be the current iteration of that.
That
sounds really cool to bounce back and forth between physically building something and virtually building something to end up with the best from both worlds. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's actually quite fun. But very tiring to my arm, though.
I
you have
imagine.
To use the mouse and all those. Yeah.
Did the Lego Designer actually work for being able to take the individual robot lines and combine them together to form the giant robot, Voltron?
Yeah. When I translated it back, basically, into Lego Designer, right? I had different files where you have one file for Black Lion, one file for each lion.
Okay.
And we can actually import them into one file, and then from there you can put them together.
Oh, wow. So when you transform this, are you able to move the parts of the lions to form Voltron, or do you also have to remove parts and reattach them in different ways?
You don't have to remove anything. So.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Very impressive. That's a very pleasant surprise, because even the Transformer Creo sets, you usually have to partially disassemble and then reassemble them, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So for this case, I tried to make it like a real functional one, like a real similar to the Toynami sets. When I first posted it in Lego Ideas, I was talking to my brother, and then we were basically, because when you post it in Lego Ideas, right, what happens is they give you 1 year, right, to get 10,000.
Right.
Then if you reach 1K, then they give you another 6 months. If you reach 5K, you get another 6 months. So basically in total, you can end up getting 2 years.
Right.
So when I first posted it, I was telling my brother, okay, once I post it, I have like at least one year to improve on the design, add updates, and all those.
You thought you had so much time.
To be honest, I thought I had so much time. So then we were hoping that it becomes, it reaches 1K, so at least I have another 6 months to work on it.
Sure.
Because there are some items that I wanted to improve on, the joints and... that's why when it reached 1K, so I say, okay, we have another 6 months. Then suddenly the following weekend, suddenly it reached 5K. So I spoke to my brother, and I tried rushing updates.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to make to add in the minifigures.
Right, those are nice too.
Yes.
And then I tried to update some joints. Because the votes were coming in so fast that we were worried that I might not be able to put in updates. So actually, when it reached 10K, right, there were still some things in my head that I wanted to improve on, but I couldn't update more.
Oh, does it become locked when you reach 10,000 votes?
Yeah, it gets locked when you reach 10,000 votes.
Yeah,
Oh,
so
okay.
basically
Wow.
they have to review what the project is at the time it's at 10,000.
Correct.
Right, because he could have gotten like thousands of more votes on this, but they just lock it in right at 10,000.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So these minifigs, when you first started, you didn't have the visor first, right? You just had the helmets.
Yeah, actually, there's a story behind that minifigs where,
Okay.
remember, at first I put it posted the helmets only, and then I posted in the visors, right?
Right.
Then suddenly I got an email from LEGO Ideas saying that I was initially, when I first saw that, I was so afraid that they took out Voltron from the LEGO Ideas because they
Oh.
say that we've sorry to inform you, blah blah blah, saying that we have took down your updates. So I thought they took down Voltron, but then it was in a way my mistake because I edited the helmet to look like the Voltron, the actual helmets, right?
Oh, I
And
see.
Lego didn't really have that part.
Ah.
So what happened was they took it down because it was part of the rules not to in a way suggest any new parts.
Right.
So I sent back an email to them apologizing, and then that's why I came up with new pictures of the minifigs with hair pieces this time instead of helmets.
Yes,
Oh yeah, okay.
yes. You kept Keith's mullet, didn't you?
His long hair at the back, yeah.
I tried to. So I mean, because there were some comments about how come suddenly the minifigs were gone, and then there were comments where how come suddenly there are no helmets and there are people looking for helmets. So I mean, that's actually the explanation why it changed.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the standard astronaut helmet from the old Lego space sets would probably work well enough for for these guys. But they look really great. I mean, whatever happens, helmets or not, I think they look really really stellar. If we can get back to the actual pieces and parts of the lions, we've talked about the head of Black Lion and the chest panel and all that. What about the tails? How did you articulate the tails of the individual lions?
Oh, okay. The tails is made up because Lego has these hinges as well as ball joints. So it's a combination of these ball joints and hinges that make it articulated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the do the tails of the red and green lions fold up like they do for the other three, or do they become connector pegs like the old Matchbox toy did?
Oh. They basically just fold up because underneath the line itself, there's
Okay.
a stronger joint to connect to Voltron or
Oh
to the
my
Black Lion.
goodness.
You thought of everything.
Yeah.
I tried to.
Do you have an engineering background?
Not really.
No. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm actually in the IT field.
Oh, okay. So
Okay. Yeah.
you're a computer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are too in different capacities.
Okay.
Wow, birds of a feather or lions of a something. Anyway, that's really cool. So, going to the legs then. Obviously the legs of the Black Lion need to be done differently than the others. How did you figure out what to do with the legs of the individual lions?
Okay, the hardest part was actually the black line because it was hard to actually put it inside because of
Yeah.
the because I so basically it just folds up neatly behind because
Okay.
the main problem I have is I always had to what do you call this compromise between how it looks
Right.
robot mode versus because I can actually try and figure out a way for it to go inside but that shoulder part might become too big and not
Yeah.
yeah so like what I normally do is once I finish up the design, I would send it to my brother for him to QA in a way to see whether the options are right. So he'll give me feedback on this.
Now, is there a possibility that when this actually gets reviewed and say it gets approved, they'll start going into a phase where they start designing it themselves?
From what I understand, if it gets approved, they would look into the design and probably they need to make it more production ready in a way that it's safe for kids, or they might change some parts to make sure that it doesn't fall off easily and stuff.
Oh, okay. To make it durable.
Yeah, exactly. To make it durable, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was really impressed. I'm glad you described the legs with the Black Lion, because to me, that's that. As I have looked at the different toys that have been made of Voltron over the years, the front legs of the Black Lion always seem to be the trickiest of any of the Lion legs. Just to get the feet to fold up and have the connector for the arm lions and all that. It's pretty amazing to get all that stuff worked into a very nice looking Lego design. So looks great.
Can I ask about Blazing Sword and the shield?
Yeah, no problem.
Did they actually say that those were okay?
Lego?
Well, you had said that they didn't like the helmets.
Oh yeah, the helmets, because the helmet part was something that I edited. But in terms of the Blazing Sword and the shield, it's actually pure Lego. So
really,
we didn't have an issue with that.
How is Blazing Sword a Lego issue?
It's made of a lot of angular parts, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
So, basically, you just use some of the Lego parts to create that sword.
It looks like it might have been made from a lot of those slanted roof pieces like you might use on the top of a house or something like that, or if you're detailing a Lego car, some kind of angled pieces for that. The end result, it looks phenomenal. I mean, you don't see any of the traditional Lego studs anywhere. It doesn't look like Lego. It's amazing.
Right. Now, I mean, the amount of enjoyment that people are going to get out of this is just amazing, because, I mean, The comments. Did you read all of the comments that you got on this project, Lendy?
I tried to, yeah. I tried to, especially those who were suggesting stuff. So, because I was trying to improve on it, right? But I think when it was about to reach 10K, I didn't have a chance to really read through it because I was on the road traveling.
Okay.
So when I was actually on the way to Legoland.
Wow, nice.
And actually, I wanted to post a thank you picture with Voltron inside it. But then I was halfway driving, and my wife was updating me that it's already like 9997. So we wanted to stop by some part of the road, at the roadside, but didn't manage to post that picture.
Well, that's amazing.
You've got comments on here, and we had mentioned this, you know, last week when we were talking to Bob Koppler. But a lot of people are so excited about this. They say they look forward to see if this comes on shelves, that getting supported, hope not so expensive after the license acquisition. I couldn't support this fast enough. Love the idea. Such a flashback of fun memories. And oh my God, Lego, you have to make this set a reality. And then somebody said, perfect timing with the new Netflix series coming in a couple of months.
Yeah. Now, didn't you mention, Mark, last week that someone had commented that they knew nothing about Voltron, but they thought that the visual design of this project, whatever it happened to be, was so cool that they became a supporter?
Right, that was Snow Whitey.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
So they had never heard of Voltron, was really impressed with the look and the design, and would definitely get one. Well done for getting so many supporters so quickly.
So, Lendy, that's got to feel great to realize that you have sort of created a Voltron fan through your Lego project.
Yeah, that's actually great to get others become a fan.
Sure. So have you ever done other, aside from the Transformer Creo projects, have you done many other, manga or anime-inspired robots?
Yeah, I actually have. I did have, like, I think 8 or 9 8-inch super robots from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, wow.
Which I unfortunately had to dismantle each one to create Voltron.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I also have another 16-inch version of Voltes 5,
Oh,
which
that's
is
amazing.
yeah, I'm not sure whether you're familiar with Voltes 5.
I know of it. I'm not a fan as such, but I do know of it.
Yeah. So every Filipino would be a fan of Voltes 5. So it was actually, this was the first 16-inch that I created.
Okay.
And then afterwards I did Voltron. And actually, you can have a look at them in my Facebook page. I actually created a separate page for just the creations that I have.
Okay.
And from there you'll see all the 3D render is unfortunately they're 3D renders because I, like I said, I dismantled most of them.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what the name of that Facebook page is?
Okay, it's actually Creations by Lendy.
Okay.
Facebook.com Creations by Lendy.
Okay, well, we'll add a link to that to the Let's Voltron podcast website too.
Yep, we certainly will.
That's great.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was the fact that this had gotten to 10,000 so quickly. Do we actually know what the record is for getting 10,000 supporters in the shortest time?
You'll be surprised. There was a project in, I think, 2012. It took 2 days to get 10K.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. What was that?
Minecraft.
Oh, jeez.
Minecraft.
Minecraft, yes.
Yeah.
And now Lego makes a ton of Minecraft sets. That's
Yeah.
amazing. Who would have thought they would have had a market in using building blocks to make something that looks like it was made from building blocks? You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, my nephews, I have nephews in their who are 10 or younger, and I have some nephews who are now in their around the age of 20. But when those sets first came out, all of them wanted those sets. They were just crazy about them. Just amazing. But I of course am most amazed by Voltron.
Yeah. Now, we're not getting anybody's hopes up or anything because we don't want to do that.
Right.
But if this was to actually get made, what do you think the price would be for this?
I'm really not sure how they do the pricing, but I guess I can tell you the number of pieces, and from there we can do some
Okay,
guesses.
how many pieces?
Okay, so far without the minifigs, right, and without the shield, just the Voltron itself and the Blazing Sword, my last count was around 2,070, like that.
Holy moly, that's a lot of pieces.
Yeah, that is a lot of pieces.
Yeah. So, but I'm not sure whether you've heard of this Ghostbusters headquarters set that Lego put on,
Yes.
right?
Yeah, the
Yes, I've
first.
heard of it.
Yeah.
That was around 4,000 plus pieces.
Okay. Huh. Well, that might.
And how much was that one?
I'm really not sure.
Oh,
Yeah. Well,
okay.
maybe we can do some math and figure that
Yeah, we can figure it
out.
out by the number of
Yeah.
pieces. Yeah.
But it's also a licensed property
Yeah,
too.
so you've got
Yeah.
the licensing fee on top of that, and I'm sure with World Events Productions and of course DreamWorks now being part of the fray, that the licensing fees will probably, who knows what they'll be. We don't know that stuff ourselves, but yeah,
Right.
that may still be a good yardstick, the Ghostbusters firehouse, for estimating what this one might cost if it were made.
Now, another thing that was going on at the same time as Lendy's design was the Spaceballs
Yeah.
RV.
Oh wow. The what
Yeah.
did they call that? Was it the Eagle 5? Is that what they call that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
I supported that.
did you support that? That's
Yes,
pretty cool. Are you a fan of Spaceballs?
yeah. And I'm
Oh,
not
that.
sure. I heard that they're coming out with a part two, right? Something like that.
Yes,
Yeah.
we heard that
Yeah,
too.
they're going
Yeah.
into plaid again.
Ludicrous
Yes,
speed.
exactly.
Yeah, like the amount of supporters that Lendy got so
Yeah,
quickly.
Lendy, and maybe your next project could be Mega Maid.
Yeah.
Spaceball 1 turning into Mega Maid. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, what we would like to know is Lendy, after, obviously we're hoping that Voltron gets made and the five lions combining together to form Voltron and with Blazing Sword and the shield and the minifigures, that's one complete set. Now, what would be a Voltron set that you would want to make after that?
the vehicle Voltron set.
Oh, yeah. Ah, oh, there you go. You just made a lot of people happy.
Yeah, I am a. If you've listened to any of the earlier podcast episodes, you'll know I am equally a fan of Lion and Vehicle Voltron. So that's music to my ears, Lindy.
By the way, Greg, I have a question. Are you the one who posted that Panosh type style Voltron vehicle?
Yes, that's me. Yes.
Ah, okay. I've been following that in TFW, so I was wondering.
Oh, well, thank you, Lindy. I will be getting back to that project in a couple weeks. I had to take a little sabbatical from my hobby project to work on another distraction, but I'll be getting back to that soon. So thank you for calling that out.
Yeah, I love it because you started out with those plates, right? And then eventually you ended up doing the 3D version and you started printing it, right?
Yes, that's exactly. I began with foam core and poster board and school glue to hold it all together. And then it evolved into a design that I'm still working on. That's a 3D design using Blender, and then I'm having the individual modules printed. So it's been a lot of fun. But I got to tell you, I don't see it getting 10,000 supporters like your Lego project has. That's amazing stuff.
Thank you. No, but I honestly like that that vehicle Panos style Voltron. Especially that waist design that you have, how the leg moves and all those.
Well, thank you. That was a huge challenge, and I can only imagine how challenging it must be to add that kind of articulation to your Lego design. But Lindy, seriously, let's keep in touch, man. Maybe we can bounce ideas off of each other for future projects. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome.
So Lindy, then obviously you've got the two Voltrons. Wouldn't you want a Robies too? If of all the Robies, what would you want Lego Voltron to fight against first?
Probably the last one that Lothar was piloting. I can't remember what it looks like.
Yeah, that was the they called it the Super Robeast, although the Monster Apocalypse Voltron game called it Lotron.
Oh.
And the 30th anniversary book called it something different that I can't remember. But in any case, I got to tell you, Lindy, I think I'd like to see Voltron take on the Lego Star Wars Death Star. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's power up the super laser. Form blazing sword. Bye-bye. And I got to tell you, whatever comes of this Lego project, if it gets made, wonderful. If it doesn't get made, that would be a huge shame. But to see your project come to this point with Lego ideas, and to see it get that much support, that's got to feel great, Lindy.
Yeah, it does. Like I say, my wife told, when I shared it with my wife, right? She showed 10K. She was asking me how are we gonna get to 10K, but she's been very supportive. So eventually we got 10K with the help of my brother, sister, my cousins, my aunties. They all shared it in Facebook. It went viral, and
that's so exciting.
History.
It went all over the place, and what an amazing thing.
It was on Nerdist, it was on CNET, it was on Comic Book Resources, it was on a whole bunch of websites, Gizmodo, a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, it was all over, and now we have to wait until, I think, did they say that the review might occur around the September time frame, is that right?
Yeah, the second review is around September.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, let's all cross our fingers and hope that, or cross our red and green lion teeth. I guess that's how he would cross his fingers. And let's hope let's hope this project, forms Blazing Sword on toy store retail shelves.
Yeah.
Well, we know there's at least 10,000 people out of there that would probably buy at least two themselves, one to play with and one to keep on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great.
I just wanted to talk about the actual rewards of getting a project that gets made into a real product.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because Lendi, they said you can get 1% of the proceeds of all these units, and even if it goes into other things like games or movies or TV or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one plus, I think there's 5 sets that they're going to provide as well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, were you thinking about the rewards when you did this, or were you just doing this out of the love of the product?
It's basically for the love of it, and to be honest, we just wanted to see what's the response like, whether people will like the design and stuff. And
this is without being an engineer at all. This is, you know, just being an IT guy and loving Voltron and loving Lego.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and we all love your Lego Voltron, so thanks for sharing it with us all.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for the support.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Let's Voltron. That was great.
Awesome. Lendi, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking with us.
Thank you guys for the invitation.
Sure.
It's been a pleasure and an honor.
We'll be talking to you, you know, as September gets closer, just to keep on supporting you and keep on letting you know that we're hoping that the review process goes the way it should. And that you get approved.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you.
Voltron will be back after these messages. And now, back to Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
So, Greg, having Lendi Tyag, the designer of the Lego Voltron project on Lego Ideas website, that went to 10,000 supporters in 22 days, an amazing feat. Are we all just going to go crazy waiting for September just to see what the next chapter in this is going to be, whether it gets approved or not?
Yeah, absolutely. This was not only an amazing feat, this was an amazing feet and legs and arms and body and head. This is a phenomenal project. I was stoked to see this thing get that much support so quickly. And I'm really excited, as I'm sure many Voltron fans are, to see what might lie in store for it.
And just so everybody knows, one thing that we hadn't mentioned that I know Lendi had talked to us about offline was the fact that he had listened to the previous podcast with Bob Koppler, and he was just amazed at how excited Bob was that this Lego Voltron had gone, you know, 10,000 supporters so fast, and he thinks it's an awesome set.
Yeah, it is.
So I just wanted people to know that, you know, having somebody who's the intellectual property owner say that your creation was really cool and awesome is just an amazing feeling for anyone, I think.
Oh, sure. Very, very cool thing for any Voltron fan. So very excited for Lendi.
Yeah, we are so excited for Lendi. And you know, I'm sure his family is equally as excited and everything, and everybody in the Philippines are supporting him very much. And what we have seen from the support that he saw when this went live on Lego Ideas is that there's 10,000 people out there that we know will buy at least one, maybe two, maybe more of these Voltron sets. And the numbers could go on and on, but they had to stop it right at 10,000. It locked in as soon as it hit that 10,000 point. It could have gone way higher than that.
Yeah, who knows? All I know is I want to build me some Lego Voltron.
I mean, the whole point of that website is to get, you know, people excited about Lego designs so that Lego themselves know, okay, these are the properties that we need to be looking at because these are what people are really excited about.
Yeah, so apparently Minecraft started through Lego Ideas, at least that's what it sounds like. We've had some Lego Ghostbusters sets. I know the Ecto-1 came out recently, and they're doing the Firehouse. Doctor Who has had a TARDIS and console room. I think there's a Big Bang Theory set. I don't know if that was based on Lego Ideas or not, but they really have branched out, and I have to think that this Lego Ideas site has had a lot to do with that.
And guess what comes out tomorrow on Blu-ray and DVD?
What is that?
Lego Scooby-Doo.
Awesome.
There's a Lego Scooby-Doo movie coming out called Haunted Hollywood. And you can check those interviews out on toonbarn.com.
Very
and,
cool.
And associated with those, in my stories that I wrote about the interviews, the very last interview that I did was with the director, Rick Morales. And in that story, I posted the pictures of all the Lego Scooby sets that come with that.
Oh, wow.
So there's a Lego Scooby set for the lighthouse, for the castle, for the mystery machine. You know, so there's a bunch of Lego sets out there that were associated with the movie.
Zoinks, like, that's exciting news.
Thank you, Shaggy. Thank you, Scooby.
Ruby Roo. Anyway.
So, yeah. So, I mean, if those types of things can get made, why not Voltron? And,
absolutely.
And why not a whole bunch of different Voltron sets other than just the Defender of the Universe?
Sure.
Why not Vehicle Voltron? Why not Robeasts? Why not the Castle of Doom or the Castle of Lions?
Why not Voltron Legendary Defender?
Yeah, the brand new Voltron.
Yeah, this is really good timing. So who knows what might store.
The coloring scheme would be very interesting on that. Now, did you see one of those pictures that came out with Voltron Legendary Defender where we saw him with the eyes lit up and other associated portions of him lit up when it was all dark out?
Yeah, it's you and I think messaged back and forth about that.
I think the nighttime Voltron's very cool. I think we need to have more nighttime scenes.
I got to tell you, this new show, it almost has to have some amazing visuals. I mean, obviously it's going to have amazing visuals and things we've never seen before with this all new robot, but I think we're going to see a lot of very visually dynamic things, including battles in the dark. I mean, you know, it's very common in science fiction and animation to show space stuff unnaturally lit, you know, where ships are, they might as well be out in your backyard. They're lit so brightly.
Right.
To see actual combat in space with a very directional light from a star, or maybe no light at all if they're in the shadow of a moon or something. I think we may well see some really, really neat stuff in this cool new show.
And if he's lit up like that at night on the show, can you imagine what the toys will be like if we've got all these lights in different parts of him?
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'll if they don't have lights, maybe there'll be some kind of glow in the dark elements or something, some day glow paint or something. Who knows?
I'd be okay with either one of those things.
I would too. You know, on the subject of a lit up thing at night looking really, really cool. One of my favorite TV shows from the 80s, I'm not, aside from Voltron, I'm not ashamed to admit, is Knight Rider. Love Knight Rider. And when in the Jump of the Shark final season of the show, when Kit had super pursuit mode and all those little doodads and vents and boosters popped out everywhere, there were a couple episodes where all that stuff popped out at night, and Kit was lit very cool and exciting way during those scenes. And I was sort of reminded of that with Voltron lit up at night in the image that you've described.
And the Disney movie Cars, do you remember that when all those cars were lit up neon lights?
Oh, yeah, neat stuff. And of course, the awesome lighting on the Enterprise from Star Trek: The Motion Picture, and the dry dock with all the little spotlights on the ship and the blinky lights and all that—very cool stuff.
Right. There's a lot of those elements that are really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see more visuals that we get. Hopefully, even before June 10th.
Yeah, definitely.
But keep on going out to Voltron.com and keep on seeing if you can see any new stuff coming out. They've got videos, photos. They've got, any things that you can buy on the shop. So, you know, check out Voltron.com. They keep it updated pretty well.
Yep, they do.
Voltron will be back after these messages. And now, back to Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
We have some breaking news, Greg. Guess what happened?
I have no idea what happened, Mark.
Well, we had recorded this podcast a couple days ago, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of editing it on Wednesday morning, May 11th, at 9 a.m., a story broke on Entertainment Weekly, and
was it about the Kardashians?
It had nothing to do with that. There was nothing.
Thank goodness. There was nothing, what was it about?
There was nothing about Caitlyn Jenner. There was nothing about, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
For once, it was something really, really awesome.
Well, was it Awesome Tron?
No, but close enough.
Okay.
It was the big reveal. It was the trailer we have been waiting ages for and hoping that we were going to get it before June 10th. And here it is, 30 days before June 10th, and we get it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
So DreamWorks had released the Voltron Legendary Defender trailer, and we just wanted to let everybody know that we did see it, and it's awesome. And wow, what a day. I mean, it was trending on Twitter and Facebook. A lot of people were talking about it, and it's just an amazing trailer. I mean, we get so much more about the characters, about the story, about characters we hadn't seen before, like Emperor Zarkon.
Yeah.
And we actually get to hear Hagar, and we get to hear Princess Allura. So, I mean, it was just some amazing things that we hadn't seen before. And, of course, we saw the humor, we saw the action, we saw some of the reactions of the pilots themselves when they found out that they were actually going to be the ones to, like, defend the universe.
Yes. I saw this thing around midday. I mean, I've got a day job, so I didn't see it the minute it broke, but I saw it around the lunch hour, and wow, it was really cool. I mean, I've been excited about the show, just like you have, Mark, and many fans, but, you know, you always have in the back of your mind, you know, because I hadn't really seen much to this point. I mean, to this point, you know, I hadn't been to WonderCon, so I'd seen that teaser trailer where about half the footage was just a bunch of tight close-ups of bits and bobs of the various lions forming Voltron, which was really neat, but not that revealing. This one revealed a lot of sneak peeks at a lot of different people, places, things, and ideas, and wow, my jaw dropped. It was cool.
Yeah, and I mean, just very well put together, very well timed. I mean, the action drove from one scene to another, and it made it look like, wow, we've already seen half the show already.
Hopefully that's not true.
Right, right.
But yeah, and it's not, of course, there are. And so coming with that trailer was the announcement that, you know, we've been saying to this point, we've heard about 13 episodes, and that's still the case, but it sounds like the first three have been joined together into a one-hour premiere story. Is that what you heard also?
Yes, it's called The Rise of Voltron. It reminds me of what had happened when Voltron Force came out and they had the new Defenders trilogy.
Yeah, Jinx, I was about to say that.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And of course, the original series was, you know, three or four or five episodes linked together. Although they aired as separate episodes, they were very tightly linked in their narrative. So this is not unprecedented, but wow. I mean, this is some really cool stuff. I certainly had not seen Zarkon myself. And now you see his back and you see what seems to be a tight close-up of part of his face. You see the back of Hagar, but, you know, kind of a not much detail, but you hear their voices, and certainly we get to see each of the pilots. We get to see Allura, who looks, as we saw in the glimpse from the WonderCon footage, quite different than the Alluras that we've seen before. Very, very exciting stuff.
Her voice sounds very regal, you know, just like, you know, we kind of expect from a princess. But she also has the sense that there's mystical part of it that we're not sure about yet.
Yeah, I really like the she has a sort of an elfish look to her, like a Lord of the Rings kind of thing.
Yes.
Which I thought was really neat. I mean, even though I'm a Star Trek fan who is very well accustomed to aliens from all corners of the galaxy looking like humans with either exactly like humans or humans with a few bumps here and there, you know, as I've matured, matured. I'm on a Voltron podcast. Who are we speaking? You know, who are we kidding here? But, you know, over time, you start thinking maybe aliens ought to look a little less than, you know, like a human you might see at the convenience store, you know. And it's kind of cool to see an Allura that has a more exotic look. So this is neat stuff.
Right. And certain parts of that, you know, they looked like they were in some kind of a spaceship almost. I mean, there was a lot of stars and darkness around and all that kind of stuff when she was telling them that U5 have been chosen to, you know, be the ones to defend the universe. And and of course, Hunk goes, well, huh, geez, no pressure there.
Yeah, this is cool stuff. Again, you know, obviously a trailer is meant to entice the potential viewer and all that and not give away the whole story. So there's quite a bit that we do not yet know, which I think is awesome. But what we've gotten to glimpse looks really exciting and fun, and I am so looking forward to catching this show.
Yeah, and just based on the trailer, there's a lot of fans out there, just from what they were saying on Twitter and Facebook and all the other social media, that they're already starting to pick their favorite characters.
Yes, I haven't had a chance to follow the individual tweets very closely, but I did see that some of our awesome followers and fellow Voltron fans have been doodling some awesome fan art based on some of these characters, and we got some cool stuff going on. It's so neat to see that excitement resurging as it did when Voltron Force came around. This is good stuff.
Right. Just to let people know that we're not going in depth on this trailer right now because we just don't have the time. You know, we already put together this podcast, and we just wanted to add this as an addendum to the podcast to let people know that we saw it today, and we will be talking about it in more detail next week.
Sounds great.
Congratulations, everybody. You've got your full-length trailer for the Voltron show, and it's only less than 30 days away now.
Awesome. I posted both on our Facebook page and in the Twitterverse, love plus love plus love plus love plus love. Let's all look forward to this fun show and let our inner kids enjoy this show as much as they have in previous shows dating back to 1984. Let's do it.
All right. Well, that's going to close it for this one, Greg.
Yeah, it's been another great episode. Really enjoyed talking with Lendi Tyug about his Lego creation, and look forward to talking with you again, Mark, very soon.
Yes, and pretty soon we'll be having Dan Jolly, like I said, back for another episode review podcast.
That sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right, so we'll see you all next time on
Let's Voltron.